Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning, June 4th, 2021, and this is the Astrologer and the Alchemist, and I am Gemma Jace Lasta, the Alchemist. And Anne, the astrologer, is here. I see her on.
I am here. I am here. Anne Ortley at the bright red desk. I logged in and I had coffee steeping, so I went quickly back to grab the coffee. So
you know, I
gotta have coffee.
Yeah, gotta have coffee. But I was telling everyone we're doing a tight show today, just to go over the facts.
It's a Mercury just the facts show. Yeah, it's Mars is in Cancer answering to a Moon in Aries. Fast, quick, in and out, zoom, zoom.
Okay. All right. Okay. I said, as we're in between eclipses, and your show the other day on Astrology Hub with Amanda was really interesting. I mean, all your shows are good, but I found it to be, you know, informative about how Gemini, it's a really Gemini month. I mean, that Mercury and Gemini,
it's a wow.
And it's hitting me. It's not just hitting 45. I'm getting hit all over the clobbered all over the head too, with this stuff.
Yes.
Yikes! So
it's a big one,
first.
Jay.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's you know, there's a lot of energy because of the Venus out of bounds still, and Mercury. Yeah, Mercury's back in bounds, but he's still retrograde. And Mars is really, you know, he's in a cardinal sign, so he's very assertive. But he's in a sign that every 2.5 days he changes his mood. So, you know, he's really emotional. You know, Mars in Cancer is, you know, you don't want soldiers to be emotional, right?
No, you don't even want emotional Mars.
Yeah, he's an emotional Mars. So every 2.5 days he's emotional, and we kind of are like, wow. And today he's very emotional because he's in Aries, and he can swap. He's in Cancer answering to the Moon in Aries, and they can swap places. But Mars is also having a big fight with Pluto right now. So, and that's technically a war aspect, so people are pretty warlike, and we want to just – or aggressive, assertive, maybe a little angry. So it's understanding we have to kind of work with that energy on a different level because people are just like, boom, you know.
So people are very spiky. It feels very edgy outside.
People are jumping to conclusions. So I had somebody write me, "You didn't do this," and I'm like, "Yeah, I did." You know, I don't know why you didn't see it, but I did it, and I did it here, here, and here. You know, and sent it in. You know, but it's aggress first, ask questions later. You know, I have a friend who's an Aries. She's a Virgo with an Aries moon, and she goes, action, shoot, aim. You know, it's like fire, aim, shoot, right? It's one of those.
You shoot
off before you're quite full of all your information.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff gets revealed. You know, it's Mercury retrograde. He's telling details, man. He's on the note of fate. So it's fated things being revealed. You know, on top of it.
Oh, okay. Right.
You know, we found out about the Challenger explosion. We got to see Dr. Fauci's emails. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, let's tell the secrets, you know. So.
Yeah. And then, I know Mars is in Cancer, but isn't it squaring Eris in Aries?
Yeah, it's squaring Eris, forming a big T-square. Yeah.
Oh, man. So when Eris, that's what I said to you. I put in our write-up, I said, you know, I know Gemini's having this party. I hope they invited Eris, because you know when Eris, how Eris acts when she's not invited to play.
You got to invite the mean witch to the party. She's going to come anyways. You might as well invite her so she doesn't show up mad.
I actually had
that the other day. I was talking to – I'm on a board, and I was talking to the president of the board, and in this case, it's a mean warlock.
And
a door slammer. He's one of those door slammer guys. And she was like, oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I should send the minutes out. I'm like, send him out. I don't think he's going to show up again. But you invited him to the party, you know. But realistically, do I think he's going to come? No. And if he does, you know, and literally he had stomped off out of a board meeting and, you know, never came back kind of thing. He's going off the board. But now it's like that's, you know, he wants to leave mad, he can, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do?
And then I see we have transiting Pluto opposing Mars.
Yeah.
in Capricorn. So that's going to be, you look at the news, and if the news is definitely bearing out everything, with that ship capsizing in Sri Lanka, with the I forgot the tennis player's name and the social media. So many things are mirroring what's on the board here, what's in the sky, what's happening over above is definitely showing up on Earth. My goodness,
And that also, depending on the important thing, of course, is what story you tune into. Like, I didn't know about the shrimp wreck, but I've been tuning into the tennis woman. She's 23, and first she said, I'm not going to do it. And they, whatever. Then she skipped, and they're going, oh, we're going to fine you. And then she said, okay, I'm not, whatever. Then they bullied her, all four of the organizations bullied, and she said, the hell with this, I'm taking my ball and going home. And then suddenly they're nice, So it's this reaction to badly behavior. I don't know if you saw Paxton Smith, Paxton Smith. She was a valedictorian in a Texas high school, and she was supposed to speak on media, role of media, and she gets up and she pulls her speech out of her shirt and she goes, there's too much going on. I gotta use my platform for this. And she did an anti-abortion thing, because Texas just passed the abortion law it's a heartbeat law, 6 weeks. The heartbeat comes, you can't have an abortion. Yep. She's the most times, I've worked really hard. My friends, what if my abortion fails? What if I get raped? I can't have an, it was a beautiful speech, very well done. And, the school district, was like, she went off her approved speech and they said, well, next time we'll figure out a way to, interrupt, and I'm like, no, she basically said, you guys are making decisions about my body. I want autonomy of my body. And
absolutely.
I'm like, you kids, go kids. I have to say this generation gives me great hope for the future, because they're just saying, whether it's Naomi Osaki, like, I'm not doing it, you bullying me, no. Or this one going, we've worked hard, we have dreams, you're taking away our dreams, we have to make a decision, 6 weeks is a short time to make a decision about what. So, I think there's real opportunity for hope out there, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, there's also, to give credit to the older, there's an older gentleman who was an officer in one of the armed forces, and he was speaking, I think, at his retirement, some event, and he tied in, I was reading yesterday, I can't remember the details, but he similarly spoke off point, off script, and they had told him ahead of time, we don't want you tying in Memorial Day. He said, how the slaves, the black slaves, how they contributed to Memorial Day. And so now we don't want that in the speech, because we don't want those two tied together, just do, Memorial Day. And he said, he didn't do it that way. He did what his heart said to do. And they turned off his mic.
Okay.
So we're having, there's a speaking up thing where people are, people are saying, I've had enough, and, and they're not being bullied. And people may appear to be bullied or accept the bully's terms, but then people think about it and say, hell no. And so I'm hopeful for all of us to say, okay, we got to sort of wake up and see this, that, it is just us to speak up and say no. But let's see, so before time starts running out, so let's see what else we got going on. And so we have
a full moon eclipse next week.
A new moon eclipse,
right. Yeah, I was going to say full moon,
Gemini.
That's wrong. That's the one we're in. Yeah, new moon at 19.
And
it takes us back to May, June of 2002, May, June of 83, May, June of 74, depending on how old you are. And it kind of initiates a new cycle. And Mercury's trapped up there, retrograde, between the two of them. So he is talking.
Okay.
He is talking this retrograde. Because he's giving us information we need to make decisions about things.
Absolutely. Yes. I find the information is, I guess, because of the eclipses and everything, and we have Saturn in place, still have the Saturn year in the thing. So the information seems to be coming fast and furious, like that movie coming up soon, and in your face. It's like, okay, it's going to take effort to ignore it, the facts that are coming in. You will have to forcefully put your head in the sand and keep it there. So this is, this is interesting. What's Neptune doing? Is Neptune up to anything? Is Neptune, I'm feeling Neptunian.
Yeah, Neptune's all over the place. He is Mercury just Venus squared him. Mercury's retrograde is coming back in, just squared him, and the Sun's gonna square him soon. So they're all kind of chatting with Neptune. They're all in Neptune's orb. And Neptune is in a square to the nodes of fate and to the eclipse degrees. Yeah, so it's also we're seeing things. You know, things are being revealed we didn't know before. You know. We're finding out stuff like the clouds are lifting. We're finding out things we hadn't known about, you know. And I think that's important because it has an energy for us of I don't want to do that, or oh wow, that's what's going on. Okay, that explains things. That explains things. That helps, you know, because you get the extra information you need to make the decisions.
Right. Yeah.
And that's okay. Because right after the eclipse on the 10th, we have the Uranus-Saturn square, the second of three.
Second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of saying, okay, now that I gave you this information, now what do you want to do with it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reveals, you know. And, you know, we're finding out things, you know, the ferry to Martha's Vineyard had its thing hacked. So I'm in a group with some astrologers. One of them lives on Martha's Vineyard, so she would say, you know, all the reservation systems are computerized. You show them your little card to get on, you know, the reservations for the cars to drive across on the boat. And, you know, the boat's, you know, not dead in the water. It can sail, but, they can't keep track of who's coming and going. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think we're going to have a little bit more of that. We're not done with the hacking stuff.
Well, that's the Neptune. Like, where are they? What are they in? You know, they took out the meat supply. They took out the gasoline. You know.
Right.
They took out the ferry boat. I mean, Biden issued a release saying, you know, this is a national danger. Please let us know. Companies need to step up and make sure they have offline data so they can, which we used to do. You know, that used to be one of the things you would run the backup and you'd carry it off premises. You know, I remember viruses when I was young doing computers, and they would come in, and one of my law firm clients, they didn't have any backup. It ate up all their client files.
Oh,
totally. You know, and I was like, no backup? Like, you know, like, how could you run a computer system without backup? With my eyes very wide, and it was a mess. It was a complete mess.
Yeah. Wow.
No.
You know. Yeah. And I know I do a lot of things with some people overseas, and especially Germany and Spain, and they've been having internet trouble. So so I said, well, I know that's of course it could be Mercury retrograde, a lot of Uranian energy there, but I'm saying, oh man, we could perhaps experience a little challenge here with that also. Who knows? You know. So.
Well, you realize how vulnerable you are, you know.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
I mean, how much we depend on it, you know. Think about all the stuff you do every day that's on the internet and nowhere else. You know, do you know the phone numbers of any of your friends? Do you know the addresses of the restaurants you go to? Do you know the phone number to order in your chicken? You know, no, it's all on my computer, you know. My Google, up Thai, time to order Thai food, up Thai, boom, you know, I got my order that I usually get, you know, I've given over a lot of my thinking to the computer.
Now, you know, something I want to bring up that I think is interesting since it's in play right now and germane to this conversation is 45, this is going to hit this Gemini very hard on his son, and apparently you mentioned Uranus and Neptune and his north node also. I think it's my north node too. Thank you very much. But so we both are in the hit book together. But I think the hit, it dawned on me. And I'm not sure this is that Neptunian energy, which is a lot of his obfuscation and stuff like that. I think he'll have some reveals of how all the lies he's been telling may come out. I mean, we know this, but I think whether they have it now or it will be revealed to us, I think there are certain good people that have this information in hand, not so good people. But I'm thinking, I said, wow, and I heard you say that on the Astrology Hub with Amanda. I said, oh, man, that's what floated up to me. his is going to be revealed to those who are still backing him that, you know, this guy's been selling you some snake oil, and you've been buying it by the gallon.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. So that's
or the level of planning that went on behind the scenes for the insurrection, you know.
Yes.
They don't want that to come out. The other thing is, you know, and this is my theory, I have absolutely no basis in fact for it other than I pay attention and I notice things, right?
And so this is only. Yes.
Yeah, the full moon that we had, which was the one on May 26th, was earlier was August of last year and then November of 17, or some November of 19. And, you know, remember he went to the hospital in the middle of the night to Johns Hopkins? And they never talked about what it was. They just flew him off and then came back. And then he started doing that little test, camera dog girl, whatever, camera dog girl, remembering the words. And then he wanted Joe Biden to take the test.
Yes.
Well, that's a test to give stroke victims.
Right.
To see how their brain was affected by the stroke. And he has, you know, classic aspects for dying of, you know, the chart describes how you're going to leave. He has classic aspects for dying of a stroke. So I'm looking at this eclipse with the energy of, you know, perhaps being, you know, bringing back another heart attack or bringing back another stroke. I happen to think he had a stroke last summer. Again, no. And I had looked at his. I had looked at his chart. I gotten a lot of flack for this because he was doing something, and I'm like, you know, these are kind of dangerous aspects. And so somebody reamed me out for saying I thought he would die or something. I'm like, I'm not. I'm not saying he's going to die. But if I looked at his chart, I would. And he was here for a reading. I'd say, you know, you need to be really careful about health matters. Anything going on, right to the doctor. No fooling around.
Right.
Now, of course, he has people hanging out with him all the time who are doctors. And, you know, so I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to say bad things about him and I'm not trying to predict bad things. But this is a big health aspect. Plus, the guy's not a spring chicken. He's an old guy.
No.
But an eclipse smack on his stuff is big. And back in 82, you know, there and then back in 2002, you know, those were not good years for him. Those were years where he had a lot of problems. You know, he had a lot of problems with his relationships, with his businesses. That was when he was having the affair with Marla, got nailed. So, you know, it's just it's energy we want to kind of pay attention to for him. And of course, we just had the Mike Flynn, who's his general, who he pardoned, who lied to him and who was dealing with the Russians.
Yeah.
He just said, yeah, I think we should have a coup. You know, I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's what these guys were thinking about, you know, when we were looking at January. It was, and then the whole, you know, the cops fought off the people for 5 hours. 5 hours.
Yeah. And
so
had they not
fought them off, you know, 5 hours, think about that. Yeah, you know, it was a danger and the minimization of it. You know, they didn't pass the law to look. So,
the commission. Yeah.
But I think, one of the congressmen sued another congressman, the Mo guy from Alabama, who was one of the speakers. And, you know, they have their phone records. They know who was calling who, you know.
Yeah.
They know who was, you know, they had when you saw the impeachment stuff, they showed where the people were based on their phones. Like, where was the mob relative to Mike Pence, you know, relative, you know, like they had that graph where here's where the mob was and, you know, because they had their cell phones. They were tracked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they can also track who the cell phones were calling. And Roger Stone has a bodyguard of the Proud Boys.
You know?
So there, and the Proud Boy had Donald's private phone. So I think we need to go subpoena some phone records and see what went down.
I think that's in play, which is why I know everyone wants things to happen right away, but to do a good job, you got to do a thorough job, and they have to also check into the fact that when Flynn's saying that, I'm concerned that that's like a dog whistle. I hate to use that term, but you know, for another one saying, well, you know, this is what you should do, you know. So you got, you know, so I think there, you know, I think we have the adults, in charge right now between New York and federal jurisdictions and departments of justice. I think they're going. We're gonna. We may. That's the reveals. I think you're talking about, Andrew. I think we got some big reveals, big ugly reveals, that I think will even shock some of us who are saying, "Oh, I thought that would be the case." I think we'll be like, "Wow, I had no idea that would be the case."
Right.
Well, to that degree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is. But you know, I guess this is all that energy that had to happen. Hey, real sister, that I'm glad it's happening. Part of the release. We happen to see what we still have in our collective psyche here in the United States in advance of our upcoming Pluto return. So let's get it out of the shadows and see. Okay, this is what's going on.
And also with Venus out of bounds, you know, she's out of bounds for a while. So with that energy of her being out of bounds, she is, at 9 Cancer on the eclipse. So she's getting the trine from Jupiter and is right on the part of fortune for the eclipse. But the eclipse cast, the chart cast, is in the 12th house, you know, so it's secrets revealed. So it's June 10th around 6:52 in the morning.
Yes.
And Mercury's right in there. You know, the Sun and Moon are 19, Mercury's 20, and he's
20,
you know, he's right on top of them, and he's coming. He's like, okay, guys, let's talk about what's been going on. And then the Sun and Moon are going to come to square Neptune, and Pallas Athena is traveling with Neptune too. So
really?
Athena is,
okay.
Yeah, she's in 24 Pisces. She just went past Neptune like last week. But she is the justice, you know, when we see her holding the scales of justice. And she rules Athens, and she was, you know, she's the image you see with the warrior with the shield with the Medusa head on her. So she's now just past Neptune, and the Sun and the Moon are going to meet her. And, of course, Mercury now has squared her twice. He squared Neptune twice, too, and he's going retrograde, and then he'll come and square him a third time. And so there's a lot of information, you know, that's in there that wants to come out. And also on the eclipse, Mars is at the very last degree of Cancer, right? So next week he goes into Leo. This week he has the opposition to Pluto on Saturday. But then he gets out of Cancer and he goes into Leo, and then he's going to be answering to what the Sun is doing, Sun in Gemini, Sun in Cancer, Sun in Leo. So Mars is going to be acting in a way where he's going to act for truth, for right, for, you know, what's right. So people will really feel like, no, you know, what I have to do, this is what's right to do. So it's good. I think and then we have the second of the Uranus Saturn squares, and that's at 13. So the first one was at 9, the second one's at 13, and the third one's at 11. That's the one in December. And that's the one where everybody's restructuring their lives to make sure that they're in position for what they want the rest of their life to be. Because we're setting up a 20-year cycle with this square this year. You know, so all the people moving and changing and getting new.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to do that job. They want to do something new. You know, there's a lot of energy around what's the change.
You know, there's a lot. You know, I think it's all these planets and mutable signs too. Because I, you know, that's so we're feeling that. You know, Gemini's ruling right now, so it's Mercury saying, you know, it's time to change. You have choices. Make a wise choice. Maybe not rush into a choice, but I think some of us will be looking at choices. You know, so.
Yeah.
All right, Anne. Well, listen, we got to get ready to close up because you have to get ready to go soon, and so do I.
We still have a few minutes left, so. What would you say to people, you know, because I hang up and just dial the next number. So, I mean, I can literally go at 29. But what would you say to people about how to use this energy, Jay? Because you're right in the middle of it with all your Gemini, too, you know? I'm watching. I'm a Virgo. I'm watching all you Geminis work with us. So.
Yeah. No, I'm in the eye of the storm. And, you know, feeling very, I'm going to speak to those, this energy right now with all the mutability and you know, Mercury being so active and everything and Neptune and Pisces, it's just a lot of energy that's very destabilizing.
Yeah.
It can feel like you're untethered. So you may, some of it's good because it makes you, it's very mental. So, you know, as Geminis or those who are, and, you know, even Virgos enjoy the mentalness of it, but it can be too much. Too much information to sort through and pour through, overwhelm, and not all the information is good. Some of the information is disinformation, so you have to be maintain a higher vibration in order to sift through it all. So for those who are feeling overwhelmed or destabilized, you see how you're standing on the beach and you feel that the water's going back out to the ocean and you feel that it's pulling the sand from underneath your feet.
Under your feet, mm-hmm.
Under your feet. I like that feeling, but it could feel that way now when we're on this dry land. And if it feels that way, then that is important to actually move back into your body because you are becoming ungrounded. So you need to do things like breath work. Back into the body. Even tell yourself, let's go back into our body because, your body's listening to you. Your spirit's listening to you. So, we're out? Yes, we're out. We need to come back in to our body and breathe. And let tell yourself it's safe. This is just a good change. We have good things coming up. You really have to talk yourself through this buzzy energy. For those who are, it's also a good time. For some people, they will find comfort in, as I do sometimes, in reading, because of the mentalness of it all. And you may need to, read things that are interesting, not things that are going to perhaps add alarm, So maybe not read the news so much, but read, your interests. And ignore the news. I told a friend, and I'm off the news for a while. I said, so text me if there's another insurrection or something big happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm a little break. I need to know that. But
I am overstimulated by all this incoming.
I'm overstimulated.
Yeah.
Yes. And being living in the head as I do, oftentimes I said I have enough going on to sort out up there. So I'm gonna take time to breathe. And just have a little time to play because our psychic sensitivity, we will be more psychic right now too. Everyone will have a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
So connect more deeply to source through your meditation, through prayer, contemplation, beautiful music. Anne and I were talking about how we love our beautiful music. Whatever beautiful music is to you, I don't care if it's rock and roll, opera, blues, soul, whatever it is, put it on and with your headsets or at nighttime, something to calm. Because this time is our electrical systems, our body's electrical system is also going through a challenge with these two eclipses. Because the light goes off, and we're going through a reboot, and that could see your body saying, what's going on here? So, you just have to maintain and eat properly. This is not the time to necessarily, I know we all want to look good for the summer, but this is the time of your body when you're going through energetic changes, energetic transitions and transformations, you need fuel. Good fuel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep yourself fueled. So that's what I had to eat. I was telling Renee Josephine yesterday, I said, I rarely eat three solid meals. I ate three solid meals yesterday. I'm like, hey, when's lunch? Okay, I just had breakfast. When's lunch? When's dinner? and I knew because I needed to ground myself. I had to have, and I haven't been doing many carbs. I said, you put it on the salad and this protein. How about a carb or two in here for crying out loud? I said, okay.
Your body's like, carbs.
And you don't have to overdo, but you just need to do. Another piece is listen to, get Anne in your pocket. You got that. Because if you know what's going on, it helps you say, okay, it's not just me, We're in this together. It's like, okay, because, I think I texted someone yesterday, and I know, but I said, is it just me who's feeling a little bit like strange, strong? I call it strange, and someone wrote back, nope, not just you, and you feel like, okay, And, we are part of that collective. For those who are sensing this, we are part of that collective,
Everybody's extra porous, too, because there's also no fire in the sky. I mean, there's fire today and tomorrow because of the moon in Aries, but there's no planets in fire, and so we're missing the vision. We're kind of, kind of like a foggy morning on the beach, when you get up and the sun is a little overcast, and, the marine layer hasn't burned off yet, and, it's foggy.
Right.
And so because there's no fire, it can be helpful to light candles, too, because they, when you light a match or you light a thing, the fire kind of kicks up. And I have a house that's very literal for me. So it's been turning off the pilot light, right? So in the stove, and I went to roast some Brussels sprouts the other day, and the pilot light wasn't on. I'm like, well, what do you have in you? So I went and got the matches, and then the matches didn't light. They were, like, wet or something. And then I went and found my little gun. You know, I have one of those guns that, does the flame.
Yeah.
And then the mat, and then the oven went boom, because the gas had, but so there's no fire in the sky.
Oh, okay.
I mean, today and tomorrow there is through Saturday. But then the moon goes into Taurus, and there's no fire. And also, I pulled up the eclipse chart. The moon is out of bounds on the day of the eclipse. Venus is out of bounds, and the moon are out of bounds. So they both are having an emotional reaction to things. So Venus out of bounds answers to a moon out of bounds on the day of the eclipse because she's in Cancer. And Mars out of bounds at the anaretic degree of Cancer answers to the moon out of bounds. So it's going to be a very big eclipse. You know, we're really going to see stuff. But also with no fire – and Earth is very low, right, to Gemma Shah's point about grounding yourself and figuring out a lot of air, a lot of water, So highly impressionable with incoming information and highly feeling with all that water. So you might feel a little overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, feel flooded.
By fire, flooded by the fire, by the water,
By the water, So, so candles and and even your breathwork, dancing is good. Anything that's going to build the fire, the energy is fire. The body's fire and movement or whatever that you can do. If you build candles, do it safely. And have the candles so you don't have any situations. But this is the time to. And we'll see things. We'll do more than just look at things. We'll be able to see things, and that's where we need the light or the fire, so we can see and just look at it. Really, there's going to be some stuff to see through right now. And, it's so funny, Ann and I are in a foggy day, so today's a very foggy day.
Yeah, it's foggy here in New York, I'm going to go out in about an hour and a half. I've got to go to the post office, so I'm going to go walk in the fog.
I have to head out too a little bit, Okay, Ann,
so we know we're
Saturday.
Early. We wish you all a good weekend and a good eclipse ahead. We're all going to get through it. That's cool. Call your friends if you're having a hard time. Remember, it's temporary. It's a transit. It goes away.
It's a transit. So. Yes. It's moving through. Absolutely. So Ann and I won't be on this Saturday because we're doing it today, which is tomorrow. We'll be on the following Saturday. I think it's the 14th or whatever. We'll be definitely back in the saddle.
We are adventure girls right now. Both of our charts are lit up like Christmas trees, and we are running around doing things. So hopefully it's good. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be back out in the world, but it's also kind of like, I'm kind of missing being stuck home,
Me too, Ann. Exactly.
I got kind of used to it and kind of liked it, actually.
So, all righty, my dear. So have a good rest of the weekend.
Yep, you too. And everybody else have good eclipse season. And we'll see you next time.
Good eclipse season.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, real sister.